pray together. Pray with me out loud right now. Say it with me. Say, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I open my ears, I open my heart, and I open my mind to receive from you and your word. I thank you that you change me from the inside out. In Jesus' name, your word speaks to me, and I speak your word. Now, Father, we just thank you for the word today. We thank you, Lord, for speaking to us, ministering to us right where we are. Lord, with open ears and an open heart and with an open mind, Lord, we receive what you have for us today. And we just give you glory and we give you honor right now in Jesus' name. And everybody shouted, amen. Amen. Give your neighbor a high five and you can be seated. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, do this too. Look at the person next to you and say, your life's going to be changed today. Now put your hand over your heart. Put your hand over your heart and say, Lord, my life will be changed today. Amen. Hallelujah. Those of you watching at home say the same thing. All right? Praise God. Hey, you want to hear something funny? I like something funny. Amen. Every once in a while we see something funny, but I like reading things that are funny. I read this the other day, and a former Marine sergeant. How many of you appreciate our Marines? Appreciate all of our servicemen. I got a special place in my heart for Marines, though. Amen. Semper Fi, big boy. Amen. We got family that are Marines. Amen. Served in Fallujah. Got some Army family, too, but in some Navy family through the years. But a former Marine Corps sergeant took a job as a high school teacher. And right before the school year started, he injured his back. And he had to wear a plaster cast under his shirt. Walked into the noisiest, rowdiest classroom in the school. In fact, it's the kind of classroom that eats new teachers' lives. And the kids, knowing he was a former Marine, were already planning to test him. To test him real good. Well, the sergeant calmly opened the window. And he sat at his desk. And when a breeze blew his tie around to the back of his neck and behind his back, he casually stood up and he picked up a stapler and he pulled that tie down and he stapled that tie to his chest as hard as he could. No student talked the rest of the day. He was in charge. Semper Fi, baby. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, we sure love our military, don't we? You're doing a great job. And continue to pray for them. Praise God. It's important. Amen. I think there's going to be a lot of things that are about to take place that may surprise you. And you thought it's surprising already? Get ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Good things are coming. Amen. So praise God. Are you ready for today? Amen. Amen. I want to talk to you about how your God is a healer. Say it with me. Say, my God is my healer. You need to believe that. We've been talking about healing on Monday nights now for several weeks, and it's been really good. I have sat and decided I was going to just flow with each point. And I've said things that were, I had no idea what was flowing out of me a couple nights. And it was powerful, and it's been really good. Tomorrow night's going to be exceptional as well. But the Lord just kind of spoke to me that I needed to share this with you. And we're going to pray for people at the end of the service today. But the Bible tells us over in Exodus chapter 15 and verse 26, God introduced himself to Moses by saying, I am the Lord who heals you. Amen. Do you believe that? He introduced himself to Moses. What he said right out of his mouth was, I am the Lord who heals you. Is he your God that heals you? Amen. Amen. You know, the Hebrew word or the Hebrew name that we see in this verse is Jehovah Rapha. Jehovah Rapha. And Jehovah Rapha means the Lord, your healer. Everybody say, the Lord is my healer. You know, healing is not merely something that God does. Healing is part of who he is. Amen. Healing is not something that he does. It is part of who he is. Amen. You know, God's word is his written will. Well, I heard one amen. God's word is his written will. You should read this book and quit waiting for the movie. You should quit reading the cliff notes of what everybody else says, and you need to know it for yourself. Because what he said in this book is exactly what he will do. Nothing more, nothing less. What he said in this book is what he'll do. I said this, I think that last Sunday, but his word is what holds this whole popsicle stand together. Everything, the air you breathe, the ground you walk on, that chair that has molecules moving so fast that you can't see, yet it makes a substance. His word spoke that into existence. Don't you think you ought to know the master of the book? You need to know it. A lot of people have opinions, but they won't read the word. Your opinions won't do you a bit of good when trouble comes. It's only the word that will redeem you, that will deliver you, that will set you free, that will heal your body. Say, his word is real. Amen. You know, God's word is his written will. In fact, it's forever settled in heaven. Jesus is the same, what? Yesterday, today, and how long? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Pastor Matthew and I were talking. You know Pastor Matthew. He is so awesome, isn't he? Yes. Amen. Did you know he's a gentleman bee farmer now? Amen. Gentleman beekeeper. That's what I was calling him. They got bees they're getting ready to have delivered to the house. So you can buy honey from them for $99.95. Visa, MasterCard, and Discover. No, I'm just kidding. You know, I went into ChatGPT this morning, and I thought, I asked this question, is Jesus Christ still the same yesterday, today, and forever? Are miracles still happening today? Are you ready for this? This is so cool. And the first thing I get is, and it's this long, long, long stuff. It comes up, it says, yes! Those two questions go right to the heart of Christian faith. Number one, is Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever? Well, the Bible explicitly says so. It says in Hebrews 13:8 that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Christians understand this to mean that his nature, his character, his power, and promises do not change. The same Jesus who showed compassion also healed, forgave, and saved in the Gospels. And he is still doing it today. It is active today. Remember, this is where Christians have different perspectives, but many believe, yes, miracles still happen. The reason they have different perspectives is because they believe tradition over the Bible. Bam! Miracles continue today, common in many churches. God still heals, provides, and intervenes in supernatural ways. Testimonies include healing, protection, and life transformations. Both passages, John 14:12, whoever believes will do the works that I have been doing. James 5, verses 14 through 15 is a prayer for healing. Number two, miracles have always been a part of church. Some believe miraculous signs were primarily established in the authority of the apostles, but that's not true. It is for everybody. They don't necessarily deny God can do miracles. They just don't believe it as they should. Miracles should be commonplace. Ooh. A balanced way to understand it, God has not changed. If he did miracles before, he is still doing miracles now. People experience God differently, yes. Some purport dramatic miracles. Others see quiet ones. But like changed hearts and restored relationships, God is always moving. The bottom line, Jesus is always doing many things to change people's lives. He is unchanging. Many Christians believe miracles still happen. Amen. If you want, it goes on, I can give you listings of miracles today. And I didn't ask that question. I'm going to ask that when I get home today. Amen. Matthew and I were talking, what is it, Chat and Grok, their language model actually pulls from websites that speak this stuff. So it's really interesting. But here's the thing. Jesus is the healer. Amen. Do you believe that?
Yes.
If you believe it, you act like it.
Amen.
Amen? Amen. Amen. Brother Hagin said, don't look like a cow at a new gate. I mean, you believe it. If you believe it, you act like it. Amen. Jesus is the healer. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
He is the healer. Amen. Since Jesus was God manifested in the flesh and only did the will of his Father, don't you know that you can be confident that it's still God's will for you and me to be healed today? Just as it was 2,000 years ago? Amen. You know, many agree that the Lord heals, but some people only think it's for mental and emotional pain and suffering. And you know, while that's surely included in what God did for us through the redemptive work of the cross through Christ Jesus, I think it's good that you examine the scriptures and see that sickness and disease and pains were included in the plan of redemption. Sickness, disease, and pains were included in the plan of redemption. Now, I don't know if we still have it in the bookstore. The one that was in the bookstore is an abridged version of this book. I encourage you to, if you want to get this book and understand Bible doctrines, get the original, not the new printed one. The new printed one puts suppositions in it and changes and actually literally takes faith out of the mix. But P.C. Nelson's book called Bible Doctrines has been a big, big part. This book was released and was used in seminary teaching even to this day. This particular copy that I got from the Gospel Publishing House in Springfield, Missouri, this was printed in 1948. It's a powerful book. But I want you to see, I put it on the screen because you need to see this and you need to understand it because it's important. P.C. Nelson wrote, he said, divine healing is an integral part of the gospel. Deliverance from sickness is provided for in the atonement and is the privilege of how many believers? All believers. Isaiah 53, 4 and 5 says it. Matthew 8, verses 16 and 17. James 5, verses 14 through 16. And I'm not even finished my message yet of all the other verses I'm going to give you. But in the atonement, full provision. Everybody say full provision.
Full provision.
Full provision. Amen. Don't you like it when your car's got a full tank of gas? Amen. You don't think about it. You put the pedal down and you go. Well, Jesus gave you a full tank of gas, baby. You can run. You can go. He gave you everything you need. Come on, his blood was enough, wasn't it? Amen. His blood was enough. He gave full provision for you and me. Full provision is made for your physical healing, just as much for your salvation. In fact, if you look up the word salvation in the Greek, amen, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, that word salvation means total deliverance from the curse. The curse is all of the curse, not just a smidgen or what you think it is. Can you say amen?
Amen.
See, Jesus provided for your physical healing as well as your deliverance from guilt, the penalty of sin, and the power of sin. Amen. In fact, folks, listen to me. Isaiah prophesied in the Old Covenant exactly what the work of redemption would include in the substitutionary work of Christ Jesus. In Isaiah 53, in verses 4 through 5, say it out loud with me. Would you do it? And this is prophesying about Jesus. Everybody say, my Jesus.
My Jesus.
Prophesying about your Jesus. What's it saying? Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are
healed.
Amen. Amen. Notice the word born there. Surely he hath borne. Has he borne your griefs? What's that mean, Pastor? Well, the word born there. It's from the Hebrew. When you look it up in the Hebrew, the word born in the Hebrew is naza. And it means to lift up, to bear away. It convey or to remove to a distance. He took your sickness and disease. He bore it for you. He lifted it up off of you, and he did even more than that. I don't want to drop a microphone. That'd get me in trouble. I pulled the cap off my microphone this morning, putting it on my shirt. But listen, Jesus, if this was sickness and disease, and say you're sitting in this chair over here, and I didn't pinch my finger that time and blood didn't go everywhere. That's what happened one Sunday. And this is sickness and disease, and the weight of sickness and disease was upon you. Catch this. Every nail that was laid into his body, every stripe that crossed across his open back wounds. That's what one translator wrote about by his stripes. The open wounds with flesh quivering is what one translator wrote. Jesus took all of that sickness and disease. Whoops. And he conveyed it or removed it away from you. Big distance away. He delivered you. You need to see yourself delivered. You can talk all you want. You need to talk the word. But you need to see it for yourself. I told everybody on Monday night, and you know I've used this little saying before, but mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the? Y'all know it. Come on, say it with me. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest one of all? Well, of course it's Snow White. But let me stop you for a minute. Mirror, mirror of the Word. Who am I in Him? See, this is who you are. Okay? Not tradition. Not what religion teaches. What this book says. That's what belongs to you. Jesus, he bore the curse for you. He took, lifted up sickness off of you. He bare it away. He moved it to a distance away far from you. Amen. Well, how can you say that? I'm saying it because the Word says it. One translator, other translations read like this. You ready? I'm sorry, it's small, but the Spurlock translation, one that's not out of print now, is in this verse it says, he hath upborne through his bruises was healing granted to us. Whew, I love that. The lesser Bible, however you want to pronounce the man's name. But only our diseases did he bear himself, and our pains he carried by his union with us, we are healed. How many have been unionized with God? Did you ask Jesus into your heart? Did the resurrection power transform you? Then healing is yours too. Woo! Glory! Well, the Smith Bible it reads, yet it was our sicknesses he bore, our pains he carried. The Good News Bible says, we are healed by the punishment he suffered, made whole by the blows he received. Amen. I always think about Rocky, that first Rocky movie. He is beat up. Remember when they cut his eye and all that because he couldn't see? Got to watch that one again. What a powerful movie. When he at the end, Adrian! Couldn't see anything. He looked like a beat up piece of meat. But he had the victory. Jesus bought and paid for your victory. So you can stand in the ring No bruises. No cancer. No brokenness. No mental torment. Because the blood was more than enough. And he made you a champion because of it. Why? Because it was your sickness that he bore. It was your pain that he carried. Oh, the Good News Bible again. We are healed by the punishment he suffered. Made whole by the blows, boom, 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 that he received. And then, I forgot the translation, NEB, but it says, the chastisement he bore is health for us. I wrote it down in my notes. I told everybody on Monday night Bible study, I had a handout we gave everybody. When I was first told I might have lymphoma, I had a whole list of scriptures, and every day I read those scriptures. I spoke them out loud until it was a part of me. So every time I got up, it was the first thing out of my mouth. Okay? And all those scriptures spoke, they resonated in me. And you know, I got this one, that one verse right there. Jesus was chastised for me. He bore my chastisement so that health could be and is mine. Amen. And I spoke that all the time. We got to remember that what he did for you was more than enough. Can you shout amen? Amen. What we know in the scriptures in the New Testament, Jesus is called the Word. The Word. The Word. Everybody say the Word.
The Word.
What does that mean, Pastor? Well, the Word was made flesh. And the Word that was made flesh, it dwelt among us. Jesus was the Word made flesh. He dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of what? Excuse me, full of grace and full of truth. You know, Jesus came as the living Word to fulfill the will of God. And he never turned anyone away who came to him for healing. He did not. He was fulfilling everything that was prophesied and written about him. Amen. Everything that was prophesied and written about him in the old covenant. In fact, I'll tell you this. Matthew directly connects to Isaiah's prophecy about the healing ministry of Jesus. Amen. He directly connects Isaiah's prophecy to the healing ministry of Jesus. In Matthew chapter 8, verses 16 and 17, read it right here. When even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed of devils, and he cast out the spirits with his what?
Word.
Why should you be speaking his word? Because it's powerful. It's the will of God. He cast out spirits with his word and what? He abused all of them? Did he? He healed how many?
All.
How much is all?
All.
Hey, that's a deep theological word right there. All is all. Amen. He healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet. That's what that word means. Saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Amen. Now I want to throw this at you. You need to think about this. That word there you see in the Bible there, where Matthew's quoting this, it says, himself took our infirmities. Say that with me. Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. In the Greek, the word for took means lambano. It means to take, to seize, or to remove, take away, or take up off of you. Think about that for a minute. Jesus, your Messiah, your deliverer, my Lord, my Savior, he took from you, he seized sickness and disease. He seized it. Amen. You ever seen the police drama shows? You know, when they're going to take down a criminal, they don't mess around, do they? Buddy, they'll tackle. Boy, they're chasing after somebody on the show, and one of the officers is really pushing it really hard, and all of a sudden, the officer you didn't see that disappeared just comes out of nowhere and boom, knocks them right flat on their head. And we get all, yeah. Jesus was that guy. Jesus took or seized the enemy. He seized the kidnapper of your blessings. He seized the guy who had took all the healing from you. He seized him. He cuffed him. And he threw him away. Amen. He did that for you and he did that for me. You know what other translations say in that verse? In the New Living Bible it says, this fulfilled the word of the Lord through the prophet Isaiah, who said, he took our sicknesses and removed our diseases. The Message translation says, he relieved the inwardly tormented. Hey, I like that. Man, you got head problems and stuff? Hey, he relieved your inward torment. It says, he cured the bodily ill. He cured the ill. He fulfilled Isaiah's well-known sermon. He took our illnesses. He carried our diseases. Say it with me. Jesus took my illnesses. He carried my diseases. And I had to throw the passion up here. This is really good. In doing this, Jesus fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. He put upon himself our weaknesses. He carried away our diseases and made us what? Well. Has he made you well? Yes. I know you may be feeling something today, or you may have an issue going on. Did he make you well? Yes, he did. He has made you well. Amen. So Peter, when you go to Peter's letter, Peter speaks in the past tense. Peter says, you were healed. Amen. Is that past tense? Were? He speaks in the past tense. You were healed. In the letter that Peter wrote, in 1 Peter 2, Peter looks back to Isaiah 53 and verse 4 and 5. He looks back at Matthew 8, 16 and 17. And he's declaring to you and to me, healing is now a finished work. Finished work. Finito. Done. It is a finished work. 1 Peter 2:24 says, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on a tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were what? Healed. I put the Weiss translation up there because it's good. It reads, by means of whose bleeding stripe, singular, you were healed. Wow, that's powerful. By means of whose bleeding stripe, singular, you were healed. It's Rick Renner that wrote in his new book about healing. He lists all these commentaries and different translations. A lot of them are out of print. You have to be somebody that collects Bibles to get a hold of some of these commentators and translations. I got a bunch of them, but one of them that jumped out at me, and those of you that are at Bible study, Lynn, you remember this. Every stripe that was laid upon him was an open wound, and the flesh quivered. Every stripe that was laid upon him, he took it for you. Flesh quivering. The wound quivering. When you're really seriously injured, your wounds will quiver. Jesus paid that price for you. Never say that God has not seen fit to heal me. Because you have just spoken a damnable lie. Jesus, every stripe that was laid upon him was for your victory. You need to see yourself. When you look in the mirror on the wall, I got it all. Because he paid for it for me. By means of whose bleeding stripe I am the healed. Can you say amen? Amen. I got one more thing to say, and then we're going to pray for people this morning. Are you ready? Yeah. Amen. Another book you ought to read. Get your doctrine straight in your head. It was Christ the Healer. It's out there in the bookstore, I believe. There's copies of it out there. This is a, I'll say this, may not be for some of you, but it's one of those books you have to force yourself to sit down and read. The words, sometimes the way it's written, is something you have to partake of. Amen. It's like eating something you don't like Brussels sprouts or something like that, you know. You're nice, you're going to eat. It's not to offend anybody. You with me? But this is, I don't know how else to say it. But this is one of these books you got to really plant yourself and take time to go through it. Because it's powerful. A lot of the healing revivalists in the 40s and 50s, this book was a guideline to them. Oral Roberts, Brother Hagin, A.A. Allen, a lot of them, they always quoted from this. And John G. Lake, amen. I love reading John G. Lake's book about his life, especially when he was dealing with the bubonic plague and how he told the doctors, you know, the doctors were telling him, don't touch. He says, if it touches me, it'll die. And they didn't believe him. He said, put the plague in my hand. He closed his hand, prayed, said, check it again. And every organism was dead. What do you believe? I believe what the Word says about me. Are you here? That's a paraphrase of that story. But you won't find these things just by hearing other people. You need to dig in and read and pay attention to things. Amen. A lot of people have a failed grasp of the big picture. They look for everybody else to tell them something, but they never dig down for themselves and find the truth. Can you say amen? Because it's the truth that'll set you what?
Free.
In F.F. Bosworth's book, Christ the Healer. And I put it on the screen. You can take a picture of it. But Christ the Healer, it says, the atoning death of Jesus Christ secured for us not only physical healing, but the resurrection and perfecting and glorifying of what? Our bodies. Everybody say, my body. God, Jesus, think about that. Woo! The blood! The blood! His blood! His death! His burial! His resurrection! Glory to God! His blood! His death, his burial, his resurrection! Secured for me not only physical healing, but the resurrection and perfecting and glorifying of our body, of my body. The gospel of Christ has salvation for the body as well as for the soul. Woo! Boy, think about that. What is my soul? We talked about this at Monday night. Soul is made up of your what? Your mind, your will, and your emotions. Amen. If I get this down in my spirit and it's so much a part of me that I speak it without thinking, this is why you're supposed to memorize the scripture when you don't need it, so the Holy Ghost can pop it back to your memory when you do need it. Amen. The more you partake of the Word, the more the Word flows out of you. The more you speak what it says and not what you think or feel. Amen. Because it's spirit, soul, and body. If my spirit's dictating what I'm thinking, then my mind, will, and emotions are going to function accordingly and command my flesh how it should respond. Yes. Well, I just can't do it today, brother. I just can't make it. Okay. Well, I'm in agreement with you. Love you. Go ahead. Take another drink of that swill. Are you with me today? We should be walking with victory.
Amen.
Amen. You should see yourself in victory. Amen. I told you about that fella You know, at this church, this young couple came to church and they noticed this guy ushering, greeting, receiving the offering for people and all that stuff and helping the pastor out. He was kind of like the pastor's bodyguard and helping him carry his Bibles and stuff back into his office, just being a good servant. And they came up to this man. They knew he was older. And they asked him, said, "How old are you?" Because he's got dark hair. And it was clear he had all of his teeth. All right? He kept moving quickly and was Johnny on the spot. Found out he was in his 90s. Listen to me. When he was younger, he began to speak out of his mouth when he got a hold of the word about the, with the mouth, confession is made unto deliverance. He said, "I'll never have a gray hair." He didn't color his hair. He had jet black hair. It looked pretty good. He didn't color it. He goes, "I'll have a full head of hair." He had not one bald spot. "I'll have all of my teeth until the day I pass or Jesus blows the trumpet, or the angel blows the trumpet and I get to go home. I will live in victory. I will walk in divine health. I will be all that God has called me to be," like the song we sang today. He's got a plan for you and a plan for me. He gave you his word so that you could walk in freedom. Can you say amen? Amen. Amen. Well, we've always said, you know, there's only two people that paid for your freedom. The American soldier and Jesus. One gave his blood to secure your victory. The other one gave his blood to secure your destiny. Amen. Amen. See, the gospel of Christ, it has salvation for your body as well as for your soul. And I want to close with this. The scripture consistently reveals these five things. Consistently. Everybody say that word, consistently. The scriptures consistently reveal these five things. Number one, God identifies himself as a healer or as healer. I like saying it. God identifies himself as my healer. All right? Number two, Isaiah prophesied that healing was included in redemption. It's a fact. Jesus, number three, fulfilled that prophecy. We've read that this morning. He fulfilled that prophecy. Number four, the apostles affirmed it. And number five, we receive it through what? Faith. Can you shout amen?
Amen.
Amen. Well, Wesley, come up here and play a little bit. Amen. If you need healing in your body today, don't wait. Get up out of your seat and come up front here this morning. Amen. Let's all stand up. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you right now. We thank you for your word. Everybody on your feet, come on. If you need healing in your body, get up here. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. The anointing's present. Amen. The anointing's present to heal right now. Amen. Glory to God. Father, we just thank you. We thank you that Jesus is the healer. We thank you, Lord. You instructed us in the scriptures that if we lay hands on the sick, they would recover. That word recover means a steady, consistent improvement. We thank you, Lord, that today when we lay our hands on these that are up here, Lord, power will flow. Your power flows. We thank you, Lord, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, that they are the healed. Today, as we lay hands on them, it is an act of faith and a point of contact. We thank you, Lord, that when we touch their bodies, healing is flowing into their system right now. Lord, they believe you. They believe that what you have done for them belongs to them. And right now, in Jesus' name, they receive your healing right now. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for that. Anybody else? Don't wait. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The text we sent out to everybody in the church yesterday, I believe there's somebody in here, you need strength. there's something going on mentally, you need strength. If that's you, you need to be up front here. Jesus wants to heal you and give you his strength. Amen. Amen. That's a scriptural thing to do. Amen. Don't you remember that one person that came up to Jesus, Lord, I believe, help thou my... Sometimes we get weak. We need a touch. Amen. Nothing wrong with that. If that's you, come on. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you right now. You are the healer. We thank you for it. And all of you that are standing out there, you're not up here, then you need to participate out there. You stretch a hand towards these up here. And I want you to begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Pray in other tongues for them right now. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for your power right now.